Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Hey, swing by and visit them this week, Tuesday, August 14th. Rock Paper Podcast presents Singer-Songwriter Storytelling Showcase with Anna Shanoff, Bobby Stevens, and Matt Wynn. Thursday, August 16th, The Wilhelms. Friday, August 17th, The Warbuckles. And Saturday, August 18th, The Scandaleros. You can find all these shows and more at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And come by for the show and grab a glass of wine or whiskey or local craft beer. It's always a good time out at Naked Vine, so come check it out. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hello. We're Down Swinging, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock paper podcast, y'all.
Song's called Scout's Honor.
Never liked the winter, so you showed up, giving me everything I never thought ever get to see. And now you change me, yes, and know that this is a sound. I will never be the same, and that's alright. And every time I see you standing there, you're constant smiling. Hope you're always sweet. Every time I see you standing there, you're constant smiling. Know I'm trying my best. And I never want to say goodbye to you, but say goodbye, no, I'll always come back to you. Never want to say goodbye to you, so don't forget me and take all these words deep in my heart. Stop speeding, no, I'll always be there for you. Now here in winter, being snowed in, another year growing the same. You're still changing me, and I don't think this will end. Now I'll always be okay, cause you're right with me. And every time I see you standing there, you're constant smiling. Hope you're always sweet. Every time I see you standing there, you're constant smiling. Know I'm trying my best. And I never want to say goodbye to you, but say goodbye, no, I'll always come back to you. No, I never want to say goodbye to you, so don't forget me. Take all these words deep in my heart. Stop speeding. No, I'll always be there. me everything I never thought I'd ever get to see. I never once said goodbye to you. If I say goodbye, no, always come back to you. No, I never once said goodbye to you. Don't forget me and take all these words you've been in. My heart stops beating. No, I'll always be there for you. No, I'll always be there for you. No, I'll always be there for you.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Down Swinging. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks Hi. For having us.
Yeah, you guys want to properly introduce yourselves for everybody?
I'm Keith.
And I'm the wife, Tiffany.
That's your role in the band?
I'm the wife.
Yeah.
I'm there sometimes in the song, sometimes I'm not.
Right. This is cool because like this is our first time hanging out as Down Swinging, but Keith's been on a couple times now with the Cinema Story. I think we did two, right?
Yeah, two right across the parking lot.
Yeah. So we're hanging out today talking about this, and that's kind of what's fun about this too, is it's like this project is, you know, there's some similarities, but it's definitely quite a bit different, especially adding Tiffany's vocals in there too, and. But this is, I would guess probably the biggest is that this is more acoustic.
Yeah,
based.
It's more soft, acoustic driven, piano-ish stuff.
So I guess let's talk about this project. How did the Down Swinging come to be? I mean,
It really came to be on accident. I guess years ago, when I was writing, I did all the writing for the Cinema Story. I guess I did after, but we had some people in the band, and then they wanted to go a different direction, and I was like, wasn't sure if that's what I wanted, so I had these songs written, and I was like, I just wanted to put them together my way, and because I've always liked acoustic stuff, I've always loved pop punk too, so it was like, I had the best of both worlds there, I guess one with that, one with this, so I just kept going with it after that, just kept writing, but really, at first, it was just songs that didn't make the Cinema Story cut.
Sure.
And then I just wanted to do... I made an acoustic EP where I was just acoustic and piano. And then I was like, that's when I decided I wanted to do this more, I guess. So we added a full band. Nathan Shunks does drumming on the album. And Chad, who recorded our first EP and album for the Cinema Story, he did bass and a lot of guitar on the Down Swinging album, so I went down there and he recorded this one. So it just came together, with just songs I wrote. So it was,
were you two already together when the group started?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always been part of it. You start bringing in more as the band as Down Swinging evolved? Did you decide that Tiffany's vocals would be a good part of this?
I was like frustrated with the Cinema Story, and I was like, let's do our own thing, kind of thing too. So she had some, we had done a song together on Drury Lane with the Cinema Story previously, so I was like, we could do that all the time.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how it happened, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. You mentioned the record. We do have Fearless available now, and that's on all your digital platforms. You can head out there and pick up a copy of that, right?
Yes, you can. You can get physical copies from me, and then I'll write a show, something like that.
So this kind of, I guess it's being that you two kind of front the band and stuff, and like you said, so you got some other, the other players with you. You think she's ever going to join in and play?
Actually, I took her last week when we played in Cape, and she was my merch girl.
Yeah.
She was so excited to walk around and she sold a shirt for me.
There you go.
I think she guilted somebody into buying it.
She definitely guilted.
But she's good.
I mean, the girl was actually counting out dollar bills to
so
meet the quote for the shirt. So
I always said when I found out she was pregnant the first time that when it was old enough, it was going to be my merch person because she can't say no to the kids.
Right.
So, yeah. She loves to sing. She tells me we're going to start an Elsa band together, but...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She's do all Elsa covers?
I guess. I don't know. She really loves Yellow Card. Okay. So I pulled out this old DVD I had, and we were watching it. She just decided that's what she wanted to do. And then I said, are you going to start a band? And she said, yeah, an Elsa band. I don't know if we're all going to dress up like Elsa, or we're going to do Let It Go on loop.
Yeah.
Or... I don't know, we're just going to be called Elsa Band. I don't know what our gimmick is yet. But, yeah.
So many possibilities.
Right, yeah, it's endless.
So, speaking of Yellow Card, I was just... My friends did a cover set the other night. They, you know, they mostly original stuff, but this particular set, they did all covers for the bar crowd, and they threw in Ocean Avenue from Yellow Card, and, like, and that was...
Yeah.
That was fun, like, because, like, you know, I hadn't heard the song in a little while, and it was a good sing-along for everybody in the bar, and, like, but it was crazy, because, like, somebody just requested, and they're like, all right, we'll give it a shot, and, like, they nailed it, and, like,
yeah.
I'm like, this is, like, yeah, that's the first time we ever played that song, and I'm like, that's nuts, really? Like,
that's her favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, yeah, that's her favorite song, so that's what got her into Yellow Card, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a fun song, it still takes everybody back, I mean, I... still listen to that album
sure.
quite frequently, so it's not really as a nostalgic trip for me.
But, yeah.
We were going to cover it last time because it's her favorite song, she was going, and Shad, my bass player for that day, he was like, that's going to be a trip down memory lane for me because I've heard that for ages.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing it, but maybe another day.
All right. how long has Down Swinging been,
It's been there, I guess, yeah. Since 2014 was when we released that. It was like a 4-song EP. Mm-hmm. It was all acoustic. It's gotten put on the back burner a lot, so it's been a lot of space in between. But
sure.
We released it, September 2014. That was pretty much it. Took me like a year and a half to record the album.
And you guys did this all on your own, like you said, with your friend?
Yeah, I wrote everything, and then Nathan drummed on the album, and I'd send him like my phone demos and stuff. He learned the parts, went down and recorded it, and then we kind of built it from there. So
it all in Shad's studio.
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun to make. Like, that was what was really cool about it, because took everything that was just a... I've always written on acoustic guitar, just something, and I'd send it to the rest of the band. That's how we've always written. But this time I got to build it myself, I think, and it was really cool.
Yeah, so, very nice, man. Well,
I had a lot of help, but you know what I mean. Like, sure. I was the main input person, I guess. So that was cool because I like to have control.
No.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and throw Fearless in. This is the like I said, the title track. Anything you want to share around Fearless?
This is my favorite song,
and it's probably really self-explanatory when you listen to it, right? So
I think so. This is probably the one I'm most proud of, just with music. I don't want to say musically, because it's really not very technical, but like, I don't know, just how it came together, and it's one of my favorites, I guess.
Yeah.
Just listen to it, you can pretty much make it out. It's about
there you go.
Yeah.
Let's keep this honest, cause I feel that I should let some things go this time. But what's it take to be fearless? What's it take to be honest in such a way? I'm gonna let these ones free. wasn't caring anymore, but what's it take to be fearless? What's it take to be honest? It's such a win and not let everything built up inside of me and not let anything control me. I'm gonna set it all straight tonight. I'm gonna tell myself it. I feel that I should let some things go this time.
Swinging is gearing up to hit the road and come into a town near you, hopefully. Is this the first time you guys have kind of gone on a tour and stuff together?
I'm not going.
Oh, you're not going?
Oh. No, because I'm growing a human.
Oh,
so
yeah. Well, that might put a little damper on
all that time in a vehicle and stuff. It's just not appealing.
Pee break every
right
hour.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, I can imagine that would be a little more difficult for a tour.
Yeah.
A guy that's filling in on guitar, though, I tried talking him into singing my parts.
There you go.
Because he's got a pretty high range. I don't know if he's going to go for that or not, though.
Yep. He's got to look lovingly into Keith's eyes when he sings it, too.
It's
part of the deal.
I could probably get Chevy to do that.
He did say he'd stand right in front of him and sing it to him.
But yeah, this is the first time we're getting to do that. I like the cinema story kind of took a break so I could take other reasons too, I guess, but we were trying to finish an album, but I took this time when we're not playing shows or anything, and I was like, I wanted to get out on this before I put something else out and just kind of grow this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our first time really getting out of anywhere, because I don't play a lot of downswing shows, or I didn't. Now it's like they're every week, but
Were you, starting off, we're going to hear in St. Louis,
August 25th, you'll be at Pops for Rock the Vote that night, and it's a big old bill full of a bunch of our favorites. So
yeah, I'm really excited about that too, because that was originally my idea. I was talking about Aaron. I said we can do something like this, get people registered to vote. So and then we brought on Pops, Dustin from Pops, and I think there's a lot of people involved now, but it's really cool what it's kind of grown to. It should be a neat event. People registering to vote. 9-10 bands, I think. Both stages of Pops. It's just bang, bang, back and forth. So it's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Great night of music, and all for, like I said, for a good cause. We'll raise some awareness, get everybody out.
Yeah, we definitely need it.
Yeah. So. And then, like I said, tour, you guys are hitting the road, downswinging, hitting the road with an unfortunate trend. You mentioned Chevy, and that'll be on August 30th in Cape Girardeau.
Yep, at the river, the venue, river. I just feel like I have to clarify that, because we're not playing at the river,
right,
but we're playing at the river.
August 31st in Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah, that one's at the Rock Bottom Room.
It's like a home, a house venue.
I think everything's pretty much house venue, so yeah. I'm pretty excited for that too.
But, I mean, that's the way to go, I think. Yeah. Like, it's such a cool thing. I've been a part of some of that stuff, like with some other writers and things I like, and it's just a great time. Like, you know, there's like BYOB kind of thing, and like
laid back.
Yeah,
house shows are the most, like, this one won't get so crazy, I'm sure, with my set, but. Yeah, like the Cinema Story house shows we played and things like that. There's like DIY stuff. Are always the most fun because everybody's just like so, I don't know, it's just cool.
Yeah.
We can't really explain it, I guess.
For sure. Yeah.
It's wild.
So then September 1st, kicking off your Labor Day weekend over in Kansas City, Missouri. Or is that Kansas City?
Kansas City, Missouri. It's at Bubba's Spins and Flop House or something like that. That one's a house venue as well. The guy just has a room, apparently. I've not been there yet, but some sort of building or room that he just puts on shows all the time. So I'm excited for that one as well.
Yeah.
That one's with, I do remember the Lithographers and Kudo, I believe, is playing that show.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows anybody from KC, they're playing.
Nice. And then September 2nd in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, that one's at a farm. It's called Berry Farms. So that one's going to be fun, too. I think there's going to be cakes or something. That's what he says.
Cool.
Searching for Nostalgia. That's the band putting that one on for us.
All right. I mean, and that's like such a cool thing, too. Like, along with getting to meet fans and, you know, and seeing friends along the way and all this stuff, like, getting to meet some of those other bands and kind of create that network where, you know, if they're hosting you in their town, then they can come back to St. Louis and do a show with you here kind of thing.
Yeah, they're playing Saturday. We kind of hooked them up with Travis and put on a show Saturday for them, and we're playing that one as well. So then, you know, we're playing for them and they're playing for us.
Right. But that's just a fun thing to kind of, like I said, build those networks you know, again, create friends all over.
Yeah, so we can do it again.
Right.
And it's easier because this one's been rough.
Yeah.
Because neither of us have been that side, I guess. Like, I've been to Columbia and stuff with. I'm in Springfield. We've been places with Cinema Story, but Downswing is like something nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, now they will.
Now they will, yes. That's my goal, is to make them know it now.
But, yeah. I mean,
the other
you're
day,
on the Rock Paper Podcast, man.
Yeah, I know. The other day when I went on, when we played in Cape, he said, next up, the Cinema Store. And I'm like, nope. He's like, I'm sorry. Downswinging. So, you know, it's a shadow. I have to live on my own shadow, I guess.
Yeah.
We're not even anything. So, it's funny.
What are you looking most forward to besides, you know, getting to share the stage with some of these people? But, I mean, is there anything that you're really, like, looking forward to on the road, certain food or anything, or?
Well, in Kansas City,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to some barbecue. Let's see.
I don't know, I've heard a lot of different stories. I haven't actually ever been to Kansas City for barbecue myself, but, like, I think there's a place, like, Oklahoma Joe's or something.
That's the one that I think
people say is really good.
I think I want to try this time. Last time I was in Kansas City, I said Jack Stack, and it was, it was good. The beans were amazing.
Yeah.
The beer was gross. and the food was all right, but it doesn't beat Sugar Fire. So.
Yeah, Sugar Fire is awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I worked across the parking lot from a Sugar Fire for 3 years, and I could just downwind every day smelling, and I'm like, I'm going to Sugar Fire for lunch. You know?
We have one in Farmington now, and it's right like a parking lot over, so I smell it every morning and every night.
Yeah.
And it's rough.
It's brutal, man, yeah.
But it's great convenience.
Yep, for sure. Oh, yeah. Right. not on my wallet, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's delicious, though.
But I'm excited to see what the reception is everywhere else, too. You know, mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking forward to and anxious about, I guess. And barbecue in the city.
It'll be fun. I've never been, you know, I've done road tripping with some buddies and stuff, but like I think that's like the dream, you know, getting a car with your buddies and your bandmates and hit the road and do it, you know. So
yeah, that's, I'm excited for that too, because that's always fun.
All right. You guys do any like carpool karaoke stuff?
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I know. That's the thing I always like to do.
All right. Put on.
Anytime we're in a car with Andrew from the Cinema Store, that happens.
Yeah.
Cinema Store trips are pretty fun. for sure. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun too with Chevy and everybody else going.
Usually a lot of Spice Girls thrown in there, some Backstreet Boys. Yeah.
Chevy mentioned making a playlist for the road, and I hope I'm in charge of that. There's going to be so much Celine Dion.
Gross.
Maybe Trapped in the Closet.
There you go.
All chapters, I think, we'll make it through.
I think there's like 18 of them or something. 18 parts of the song now? 20, you know,
I think he keeps adding. Yeah. He did add, and I don't know.
As soon as he just mentioned Celine Dion, I was thinking, man, I'm really dodging a bullet with not being able to go.
Oh, Air Supply, probably some Air Supply.
I'd rather listen to that than Celine Dion.
No, it's gonna be so much.
It's one of my favorite scenes in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle when you watch that one.
I've never seen.
Seen that one.
No.
There's a great scene where these guys, bros, like type of guys, are like real extreme. Like they got like this. What is it like a Chevy Blazer or something like that? It's like all jacked up. They got like surfboards and they're in the gas station and they run into Harold and Kumar and they're like, everything's extreme, man. Like grab like Doritos, extreme, Doritos, and they're they just keep saying that, and like so they get in, like Harold and Kumar like steal their car and they this Blazer or whatever, and they're driving and they like pop in their CD. It says Extreme Mix and stuff, and they put it in, and then it's Wilson Phillips, Hold On.
Oh, good.
And it's like the first, and then it's kind of that whole thing, like they're like laughing about it, and all of a sudden they all start singing, like
you're not gonna not sing to it.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around.
he knows all the words to that.
I mean, who doesn't though? That's the jam.
Yeah.
But that such a great song, and that's a great movie too. I would highly encourage you. Maybe on the road trip. Maybe
he's gonna look it up now.
Yeah,
just for that scene.
Put it on my phone or tablet.
Yeah, that's a nice thing, man. I did like some fireworks security around for 4th of July, and like Netflix on my phone. And I'm like, man, this is a wonderful time to be alive where we have this technology.
Yeah,
so,
no, yeah. I'm
gonna be bored. All right. Well, let's throw one more in there. We got November, you said you wanted to share. And I like this one a lot. This was a pretty mellow one. I mean, the whole record is sort of, but like this is a little more, felt a little more somber tone to it for the feel of the record. And this appears as track two on this record. Do you want to add anything around November?
I don't know. I feel like I say it with any of them, but this is also one of my favorites.
Yeah.
This one,
it's a little more emotionally driven.
This one, this one might be one of the first ones written for Downswinging, I think. I don't even know how to explain it without explaining it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't like to explain it too in depth because like people take their own meanings and stuff. But
right. Well, I like to also know, some of the stories, like not even just that. you know, why or what the lyrics or what mean or all that stuff, but like where you were at writing it and that different, you know, like this kind of stuff like that too, like, or even in the recording studio, if there's like anything happen around that kind of stuff too. So
I just sat down and wrote it one day. where I was at, I mean, I guess not a good place, but
yeah. November's kind of a rough time of year for us. Yeah. We lost a baby in November.
Oh wow.
Which is kind of where Andre Lane from The Cinema Story comes from. So, I mean, you kind of just every year the same things kind of happen. You know, certain smells remind mm-hmm. you of certain things or whatever, the yeah. weather or that's whatever. Good. So.
I'm not good at explaining things, but yeah, that's pretty right on.
That's kind of where we yeah. kind of keep going back to that time, and so a lot of the songs are written or infused with that a little bit, that whole mm-hmm. experience.
Yeah, I think there are. Yeah, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
rest if I can keep this up.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough stuff. But I think the fact that you're able to put that stuff into songs and even if it's not directly, but like people, even if it's like very kind of vaguely, if you put that emotion in there and stuff.
We've had people catch on to it pretty quickly, actually, and say things to us, like thank us for, you know, putting it out there and things like that. So it's really cool.
Yeah. Yep. Like I said, all this is available online. You can stream on Spotify, download on iTunes, grab a physical copy of any of these shows coming up. Do we have a Facebook? You can get involved on Downswinging on there.
Yeah. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yep.
Don't remember our handles right now because, like, I remember when I made it, I guess because Fall Out Boy, the sugar were going down swinging.
Yeah.
So, like, some of the profiles were just girls' pages with their, so I had to put, like, either band or Mo on one of them, and I don't remember which one's which.
All right.
So just search it.
But Facebook is probably the most active one, definitely.
So that's what, directly from Fall Out Boy?
That's not where I got it, like, I didn't even think about it at that point until I searched the names. Most of the stuff is, I guess, depressing, but also inspirational. So I just thought, I guess it was a rough time, too, and I was like, I'm down swinging, I'm down, but I'm still swinging. So that's where that came from, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
we put a lot of thought, usually, and even into our titles for songs, so...
What?
A little bit for the artwork, not so much.
The artwork?
Yeah. On our CDs and shirts and stuff.
So. Well, that one means something. I mean, it's a lion. Tiffany does our artwork, by the way.
All right.
So she's supposed to be drawing us up a new shirt design, so I'm going to call her out right now. So maybe I get that done.
I'm a procrastinator. I can't help it.
Definitely before tour.
Keeping it all in-house there, huh?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah, we do everything.
That's the way to do it, though. Like, cut out as many middlemen as you can and figure out how to...
It's easier because you don't have to rely on anybody else, I guess.
It's not easy for me because I get hounded 24/7.
That's why you don't do it. No, I mean, putting a band together for each show is, like, frustrating, I guess, because I got to keep track. You're drumming for this show, you're drumming for this show and stuff. But other than that, it's nice to just, I guess...
So you have revolving members?
Pretty much, yeah. I got Shad, who recorded us and played bass on the album, that usually plays bass at shows. Nathan's hit or miss. Jake's playing drums for us on the tour from Unfortunate Trend. And then Jon Snow's filling in on guitar. That one's hard to find, but...
Yeah, I think that's a similar case with a lot of bands because so many guys are in four or five bands. It seems like everybody's got so many projects they're trying to be a part of, and then so there might be kind of a revolving door of some different players and things. So
schedules line up,
right?
It's a lot easier to get me in a room than five other guys to work around their schedules, I guess, for writing and things like that. Like,
it's kind of nice though because we get different opinions too.
Sure.
And like you, styles, I like the word you used earlier. You said network, and it's still building a network.
Yeah, I got a buddy Sean does this Wednesday night gig at Broadway Oyster Bar. Sean Cannon, the Voodoo Players, and so Sean's the staple. Like he fronts the band, plays lead guitar, and does vocals for all. Does splits vocals with people, but I do a different tribute kind of set every night to a different band. 3 hours of whatever they've done. Bob Marley, Bob Dylan, the Grateful Dead, all these different things, whatever. I mean, just everything, the list goes on. The Eagles, Tom Petty, just about every classic rock band, and it's always incredible. But he hires all these all singles, all stars to come fill in for the night, so they go and learn. I mean, a lot of these guys grew up listening to songs or have already played these songs and stuff, so it's not that, but they learn 3 hours of material and go and play a gig on Wednesday, and it's like, and it's just to me it's like super impressive that you get like four or five guys or whatever it is, and sometimes even more. It's like, I think they did Allman Brothers with like eight players in the band and stuff, so two drummers and stuff, you know, so like you're getting all these different players who don't play together, and then you got to learn how to be a band, and you know, in like in a week or whatever. So
yeah, because there's like chemistry and stuff like that you play together, so.
But they nail it everywhere. I mean, it's an incredible thing to see, and like, but you know, there's a lot, like, it's just like, it's just, I don't think people quite see like some of the behind the scenes work that it takes to put a band together, and then like I said, you get that chemistry to where it comes where you can't even tell on stage, where like everything's kind of comes to life and stuff. So
yeah, that's true. So yeah, everybody that plays with me, give props. We're just learning and jumping in there, like John, we practiced a week before the last show and he jumped in there and just played, and he practiced with us an hour, I think. And it's always funny too, because when Nathan and Chad and I play a show together, we hadn't played since before March, I think. And then just a couple weeks ago, we got together, played, and it was like we'd never stopped playing. So,
nice.
So we have good chemistry, and then John jumped in there, so it was really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that, like, you and Nathan have the short hair, and then John and Chad have, like, the suave or Pantene commercial hair.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
You mentioned Keith writing a bunch of the stuff. Tiffany, do you write as well?
I helped out a little bit with On Drury Lane with the cinema story, and then of course I'm the wife, so like I put my input in on some of the other songs, or give ideas of different ways to arrange it a little bit. But as far as how the music goes, not so much.
Yeah.
My whole family plays music, but I was never one to actually pick up an instrument. I wish I would have, but never stuck with it. So, I don't know. Mostly it's just opinion and throwing out some ideas.
Yeah. I got a buddy, Seth. He just recently got married, and his wife's like totally on board with his music career and stuff, and and so they're like gearing up to hit the road on tour, and so she took it upon herself to learn how to drum for
that's awesome. Nice.
For the tour. So like, and it's, I'm like, that's super impressive, like that, you know, she went from never playing drums, and now she's gonna go out and play shows with him and stuff.
If you could talk to her and tell her to give me some of her confidence, that would be great, because that's what I need.
I told her earlier that she's gonna have to play piano at the next one. She's not gonna do it. Or guitar.
Yeah, I had like an instant panic attack that I was pretending not to have.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just do it all with my two hands. No. Yeah. But yeah, Saturday I think we're just playing acoustic.
Yeah.
I guess. Because we didn't get to get with the drummer.
Well.
So that still falls through too.
Yeah. Maybe a few more years you'll have a drummer and a piano player to.
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason we had kids, is so we can put together a band and whatever else. So.
I think for Rock the Vote, we'll be full. Like, I think I'll have, I always play acoustic, and then I have somebody play electric, just to, like, beef it up a little bit. So I think we're going to have, like, three guitars, a piano player, a bassist, and a drummer for that one. So, like, we'll be fully album. Like,
it'll sound
like the album, so I'm excited.
Nice.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, again, grab tickets, Are we doing tickets? Or
we have tickets to that.
So that's
$5 for five. 10 bands.
Yeah, can't beat that.
No, not at all. Especially all the bands playing. So it should be pretty cool.
Yep. So again, Rock the Vote, August 25th at Pops, Sauget, Illinois. Beautiful Sauget, Illinois.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's lovely this time of year. come on out. And again, everything, get involved with Downswinging all over your social media, pick up a copy of the record, and we'll see you out on the road, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to y'all for doing this. Let's go. I say we go hit up Denny's and
get some pancakes.
Destroy some pancakes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Let's do it.
Well, thank you all so much for doing this. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having us in here.
Bye.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.